This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday and the winter solstice. Good afternoon, I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. Trooper Shane Carney is currently being brought home from Lebanon by air ambulance. The Killa native will arrive at Casement Aerodrome this afternoon. Kelly Murphy has more for Red FM News.
The Cork soldier was injured in an attack on UN forces in Lebanon last week. Private Carney suffered serious injuries when the convoy he was travelling in came under serious attack. In a statement to Red FM News, the Defence Forces said that Trooper Shane Carney is continuing to improve and he remains in a stable condition. He will be taken by ambulance to Beaumont Hospital to continue receiving medical treatment. 23-year-old Private Sean Rooney from Donegal was killed in the same attack. The incident is now the subject of three separate investigations. Private Rooney's funeral will be held in Dundalk, County Louth, tomorrow. Kelly Murphy, Red FM News.
42 people are in Cork hospitals with COVID-19 this Christmas week. 34 are being treated at Cork University Hospital for the virus and 8 at the Mercy. The figures come as the Chief Medical Officer is advising people with COVID symptoms to stay at home over the festive season. Professor Breda Smith has also advised people to resume wearing masks on public transport. She said she's very worried about a recent surge in COVID ahead of increased socialising over the Christmas period. In the last 7 days, COVID cases in hospital have increased by 50%, with 624 people now in hospital nationally with COVID. The country's largest supplier of school meals is warning thousands of pupils risk missing out on free lunches and dinners. Fresh Today, which provides school meals to 80,000 students, says suppliers will have to drop out due to rising inflation and low payment rates. Suppliers get 60 cent for each pupil for breakfast, €1.40 for lunch and €1.90 for dinner. They say those rates haven't changed since 2003. Ray Nangle, chief executive of Fresh Today, says payments haven't kept up with rising food prices.
And with the cost of living crisis, us as school meal suppliers are feeling the same as every family in the country. Back in 2003, the social welfare rate was actually €124 per week, and that's what families were asked to feed their kids on and pay their ESB bills and pay their household bills.
Incidents at the Dunkettle interchange have increased by over 60% since last year. That's according to figures released by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Collisions, breakdowns and overhead vehicle detections were among the reasons why 57 incidents occurred at the interchange. Significant changes were introduced at the Dunkettle interchange last month, and project management team there are appealing to motorists to pay particular attention to signage and the new layout.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Three more Carabao Cup last 16 ties are down for decision tonight. Two matches kick off at 7:45, while Blackburn up against Nottingham Forest and Brighton away to Charlton. Brighton boss Roberto De Zerbi says players won't be distracted by their performances at the World Cup.
When you finish one experience with your nationality, and you have to be focused only on your team.
Tonight's other matches at Old Trafford, where Manchester United take on Championship leaders Burnley. Kickoff there is at 8. It's understood up to 4 Shelburne players could be set to sign for Shamrock Rovers. Abby Larkin, Amanda Budden, Shauna Fox and Jess Gargan are all being linked with moves to the hoops. Rovers will play in the Women's Premier Division for the first time next year. To darts, and John O'Shea will be the first of 3 Irish players in action on day 6 of the PDC World Championship. The Cork man meets Darius Labanauskas in the first match on stage shortly after 12:30. Antrim's Josh Ross, who plays in the afternoon session, will play one of last year's quarter-finalists, Callan Ridds. This evening, Willie O'Connor of Limerick plays Gabriel Clemens, and 3-time world champion Michael Van Gerwen also plays tonight against Welsh qualifier Louis Williams. To get a games, the All-Ireland Club Football semi-finals will take place as a doubleheader at Croke Park on Sunday, January 8th. Dublin's Kilmacud Crokes will play Kearns O'Rahilly's of Kerry at 1:30. That'll be followed by the meeting of Glen of Derry and Galway's Moy Cullen at 3:30. And that's the sport this hour with Grandin's Toyota.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.